Troy for breakfast.
It's Troy for Brekkie for your Wednesday. Well, something that came across my desk yesterday morning, that existing Narrogin Shire President Lee Ballard, well, he's been re-elected unopposed. My email couldn't have got in. To the position of the Shire President for the Shire of Narrogin for another four-year term, fresh off his MC duties from the hockey presentation night on Saturday night. He joins me this morning. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, Troy.
Well done. So another 4 years.
Yep, another term.
Does that make it a bit easier for you now, mate? You can sort of, you know, breathe a little easier now, knowing that you've...
Oh, it's going to take a bit of pressure off for the next month while we go through the process for the election for everyone else, yes.
All right, so the process closed, what, last Thursday, about, what, 4 o'clock?
Yep, no, the process at 4 o'clock, yes. It was all closed, and then they did a ballot draw for where the candidates will be listed on the ballot.
So now I believe we've got, what, 8 other candidates going for 5 vacant councillor seats?
Yeah, no, 8 for 5, which is, I think it's fantastic for local government and for Narrogin, because there's certainly a lot of local governments certainly region of WA that don't have elections.
Yep.
But it's really good to see we've got 8 people interested in our community to step up.
And those 8 people are, mate?
So Tim Wees, Clive Bartram and Brian Seal are all existing councillors who have renominated.
Okay.
And then we've got 4 new ones, 5 new ones, being Tamara Alexander, Michelle Parker, Raylene Story, Roxanne McNabb, and Josh Pomicala.
Okay. All right. So good luck to those 8. So I believe, mate, electors should start receiving their packages very soon.
Yeah, hopefully. I was told that sort of next week they should be hitting the mailboxes. So, yep. It's all postal, so please fill it in and return.
Is it all postal, or can they fill it out and then drop it back into the Shire?
Well, they can drop back in the Shire, but it's still what they classify as a postal vote, so you actually get the paperwork in the mail and then, just can drop back in.
So I'm guessing they all have to be posted back in by Saturday night, the 16th of October?
Yeah, what they you can actually go and hand it in on the Saturday, the 16th.
Okay. Yep.
Council, you can go and hand it in there, but I think what they've done in the past is that last sort of 3 or 4 days, the returning officer actually requests that the post office holds them all those ones rather than sending back to Perth.
Okay.
And she picks them up and then they're counted on Saturday night, and then everything's gone to Perth will be sent down on that Saturday night as well, so the count can happen in the council chambers on Saturday night.
Now, is it true that the Shire of Narrogin is just one of 2 non-metro Shire local governments remaining in WA that still have their president? Is that right?
That still has their president elected at large.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know where the other place was?
I'm fairly sure it's Carnarvon. Yeah, I thought that was the other council. But yeah, there's only 2 of us outside of metro area, and we did, and we may look at that in the future as well.
Okay.
It certainly got advantages of having it, being elected as a council, and the council elect who they want to have as their head to run the chair of the meeting and so on. And I think it's a lot fairer.
Yeah, for sure.
Personally?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we'll work with what we've got.
Okay, well, good luck to the other 8. The successful candidates will know probably late Saturday night, the 16th of October, pretty much, mate.
Yeah, I think it starts at 6 o'clock, so just by sort of 7:30 on the 16th of October, we'll know who our new councillors are for the next 4 years.
Yeah, no, and good luck to those other 8 going for the 5 vacant spots with the Shire of Narrogin. Before I let you go this morning, mate, winter sports coming to an end with both the local netball and hockey grand finals this weekend.
Yeah, no, it's a big weekend of sport in Narrogin. Again, we had a couple of weekends ago, we had the footy grand final, which was really well attended and a fantastic couple of games of footy. And I think this weekend's going to be no different with the hockey and netball coming to their grand finals. And I think there were some really good games played. So anyone's around, certainly worthwhile getting down and having a look.
Yeah, for sure. And good luck to everybody involved there. We'll catch up with Rocket very soon and speak about the hockey grand final. How'd you go Saturday night, mate? Was it a good night for you?
Yeah, no, look, it was a good night, the hockey presentations. And I certainly haven't done a lot of emceeing, so it was actually quite nice to be up there. And I think I succeeded okay with it.
You did?
But no, it was a good night and really well attended. So, which is well done to the Hockey Association.
Yes, no, well done indeed. And I'm sure Rocket will let us know who those winners were after the 8 o'clock news this morning. But, mate, nice to catch up with you. Once again, congratulations on being re-elected unopposed. Another 4-year term. Well done.
Thank you very much, Troy.
Well, they do say not to mix politics and sport, but we do. But Lee Ballard, the Narrogin Shire Prez, did MC the Hockey Awards night, the weekend just gone. And there were some pretty good games as well. And it all leads into, well, this weekend's junior and senior Upper Great Southern Hockey Grand Finals. Should be some ripping games. Rocket, well, he gave us the results. And then, who plays who?
In the Triple M Middle School, Tigers and Cougars did battle in a very tight game of hockey. Neither team scored in regulation time. So after, I don't know, an hour or so of playing, it was nil all.
Yep.
So they had 2 7.5 minutes of golden goal. The first part was nil all.
Okay.
And then halfway through the second period, a ball was hit into the circle. Young Rory Sands put his stick out there, hit the stick, and bang, goal, game over. Congratulations to Tigers for winning 1-0. That simple. They're into the grand final against
That's how you do it.
I don't think anybody expected the goal. It just happened. So it was really good. In the Triple M Upper School, Vultures and Ag Rangers did battle. Ag Rangers got on the board first in the third quarter with a goal. And with about a minute 40 to go, Vultures got the equaliser. It went into 2 7.5 minutes of golden goal. Plenty of shots on goal, but none of the balls would go in the goal. Went to best of 5 1-on-1. Vultures scored twice, Ag Rangers once. Therefore, Vultures winning 3-2 and going through to the grand final.
Right.
So well done to them. Edwards Isuzu Women's B grade. Another very good, close game. Final score was 2-1, but both teams had to fight for it. Warriors scored first, then wagered, and then Warriors got the winning goal late in the fourth quarter to secure that win.
Okay.
So Warriors are through to the grand final. In the Isuzu Edwards Men's B grade, Dunbar Young took on Warriors. Nice early goal to Warriors to... nice good field goal, I was told. I didn't actually see it, so that's the other thing. Warriors were trying their heart out to get a goal, but nothing until about midway through the third term. And Dunbar Young scored another one to lead 2-0, and then Warriors got one to bring it back to 2-1, and then Warriors took their goalie off to try and get the equaliser, but unfortunately then Dunbar Young went down the other end and scored in an open goal, more or less.
Oh,
so they won 3-1. It's something that you can do in seniors. You can take your goalie off and play with 11 field players. Yeah, it doesn't normally happen in regulation games, mainly just in those critical final games where you're going for a win.
Okay.
In the Sports Power Women's A grade, probably the most lopsided game of the weekend.
Okay.
Warriors got away to an absolute humdinger of a start, scoring very early, 2 goals, actually in the first quarter. Williams got one late in the first quarter to trail 2-1. And then in the second quarter, we've got another one to Warriors. Third quarter, another 2 to Warriors. So they were 5-1 up at three-quarter time. And then both teams scored 1 in the last quarter. So Warriors went on to win 6-2. It was a good game, but the Warriors just found the net very easy on Friday night. And then finally, our Sports Power Men's A grade between Warriors and All Blacks. Now, All Blacks have been Warriors' nemesis in finals. So I think they've won more than they've lost against Warriors. So everybody's expecting a good, close game, and it was. Regan Blythe, the Warriors, scored first through a penalty corner drag. Brilliant goal. Saw that one. Then All Blacks got one back in the third quarter, so it was 1-1 going into the last quarter, only to see Regan Blythe score again. And then again twice in the last quarter to run away 3-1 winners. But Warriors did the same there. All Blacks did the same there, took their goalie off to try and get the goals back. But they had about 6 short corners on the siren to get one back, and they just wouldn't go in for them. But unfortunate for them. But well done to Warriors, and they go through to the Men's A Grade Grand Final.
Before we get to the games this weekend, of course, in Grand Finals, you had your big presentation night on Saturday night.
Yeah, we'll start with our juniors. I don't think I've seen a crowd so big for a junior presentation. There were well in 150 people there for the presentation. I won't go through all the awards because there is millions of them, but I'll go through the big one. In the Sex and Family Fairest and Best Girls and the Sims Family Fairest and Best Boys. So in middle school, the Sex and Family Fairest and Best Girl was Holly Grisnick, and the runners-up was Connie Ballard and Tabitha Pedrick. The Sims Family Fairest and Best Boy was Ryan Johnson with Jalone Vandereet runner-up. In the upper school, Sex and Family Fairest and Best Girls, because it was a tie between DeKayla Pence and Kendra Pence, and yes, they are sisters. And the runners-up was also a tie between Jude Corner and Libby Hardingham. Sid Lewis Memorial Fairest and Best Boy was Rowan Anea, and runner-up Tom Kilpatrick. We do have an award called the Justin Derbyshire Award for somebody who goes beyond them and that for their team. They help out. They play it anywhere. They don't win. They just go and do what they need to and also help in the association. And that went to Caleb Pence.
Oh, well done.
Going on to Saturday night, 140 people in attendance. So we were very happy with the end result, knowing that there was about 9 other events on,
yeah.
on Saturday night. Yeah. So we started with the Isuzu Women's B Grade. Renee Bransby was fairest and best. Runner-up was Sarah Hennessy. In the Isuzu Men's B Grade, Blake Warburton was fairest and best, and Kurt Wise was runner-up. In the Sports Power Women's A Grade, the Joan Hoskins Award for the fairest and best went to Chloe Blight, runner-up with Chloe Buzzer. And in the Sports Power Men's A Grade, fairest, which was the Dick Hoskins Memorial, fairest and best was Brock Francis, and runners-up was Nick Corner and Sean Hill. Other awards that were special on the night were our umpire awards. Our senior one went to Tom Bairstow, and our junior went to Kayla Pence. And the big one, which I think is the most important one of the year, is our Volunteers of the Year, our Junior Volunteer of the Year, which is somebody that is involved in juniors.
Yep.
Just so people don't understand that, went to Penny Shackley. And our senior one went to Joanne Neer, who, I don't know, she's a superwoman this year. She's been bar person, canteen person, tech bench person, scoreboard attendant, manages a team, and fits in being a wife and a mother as well. So well done to Jo. Really deserved. So, that was our awards. And then after the awards, they all partied on until early hours of the morning.
There you go. As you do.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got the big one this week. Of course, well, more or less kicks off tomorrow night, of course. The grand finals in the Upper Great Southern Hockey, mate.
Yep, grand finals in the Triple M Middle School at 5:15 on Thursday afternoon. Wood and Illing will be playing Tigers. And then at 7 o'clock, the Triple M Upper School Eagles are playing a Vulture. So, in between, we'll do, after each grand final, we'll be doing presentations of medallions and MVP in the grand final. And then Saturday, the big one. We're starting with Edward Isuzu Men's B Grade at 1:30, Woodinilling and Dumbleyung. At 3 o'clock, Edward Isuzu Women's B Grade, Wickapen and Warriors. At 4:50, Sports Power Men's A Grade, Riffs and Warriors. And to round out the day at 6:30, Sports Power Women's A Grade, Wagen and Warriors. So there should be, I would say, six very close, tight tussles in our grand finals. I'd hate to try and pick.
Go on, pick one. Go on.
If I'm going to pick any, I'm going to pick Millington to win the middle school. That's the only one I'm slightly confident of. Other than that, in the men's B grade, Dumbleyung won the first game. Woody won the second. Wickapen and Warriors have split theirs. Riffs and Warriors, that's just going to go right down to the wire. They're both teams made of superstars, so yeah. That one. And Wagen and Warriors in the women. Yeah, whoever wants it more will win it. That's right. More or less how it's happened this year.
All right. So from what time? 1:30 on Saturday?
1:30 on Saturday. Last game will be all over by hopefully 8 o'clock. There will be a bit of music going on after the grand final, so they can hang around and congratulate each other.
No, I'm sure we'll speak more about the grand finals, of course, a part of the Saturday Morning Sports Show this Saturday. Anything else before I do let you go this morning?
Other than getting registrations in for our Hockey Roos on the 10th of October. They are slowly filling up, and if you don't hurry up, you will miss out. I will guarantee you that. So 10th of October, flyers on our Facebook page, and everybody's been emailed. I will send another one out after the grand final.
All right, mate. Well, you get some rest up because I know you've got a busy couple of days to go with both the junior and the senior hockey grand finals. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll chat again on Saturday.
See you then.
And who said that you can't mix politics and sport? Thanks for tuning into the podcast today. And don't forget, too, if you have missed anything from the local Brekkie show, you can now hear the podcast right here on the Listener app, LISTNR, the Listener app. Just look up Troy for Breakfast. We will catch you again soon.